WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week, I discussed ground clutter on weather radar. Essentially, a radar beam will propagate in a straight line most of the time. But the temperature profile of the troposphere makes a strong contribution to how radar-emitted radiation will travel in that troposphere. Now, super refraction is the term which describes the beam when it is bent more toward the Earth's surface than in normal tropospheric conditions. And subrefraction refers to the beam bending less toward the Earth's surface than in normal atmospheric conditions. An inversion is a situation in which the temperature increases with height. This is a scenario where colder air lies under warmer air. An inversion layer is a layer of stability, since cold air under warm air is a stable condition. A common type of inversion is the radiational cooling inversion, in which overnight the Earth's air near the surface cools by ground surface long-wave radiation emission. The optimum conditions for a radiational inversion is a dry, clear, and long night. Inversions at and near the Earth's surface can also occur due to shallow cold front passages or evaporative cooling in the boundary layer. An inversion promotes super refraction. Now, ground clutter technically refers to returns from radar-emitted energy scattering off objects on and near the Earth's surface. So ground clutter is most evident when low tilt angles are used, since the radar energy travels close to the Earth's surface, especially at close ranges to the radar. Since a super refraction situation causes the radar beam to travel closer to the Earth's surface, super refraction will promote an increase in ground returns or false echoes, that is, not weather targets. This makes it imperative for meteorologists to have a good understanding of the current atmospheric conditions when interpreting radar. Ain't it a shame that nothing is ever simple? For your questions about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.